Okay, so we're on Daf Chav today. So I'm getting on Yud Tamid Beis 19b. I'll begin 2 lines from the bottom on Yud Tamid Beis, page 38. Everybody with me? Welcome, Yosef, and everyone. Okay, Hahu Gavra, the Alabei Kanishta. There was a certain person who went to the shul, Shachal Sefer Torah. He took one of the Sefer Torah from the shul. Yaiva Davidu, he gives the Sefer Torah to his wife, and it's not a love gift. He says, Ba'amar Lo, and he says to her, here's your get. Okay. So I'm Rav Yosef, my Nechushla. So Rav Yosef says, you know, is there any reason to be concerned that the Sefer Torah could constitute a get? What would be the Sfara here? Says, Imishame Milim, if perhaps he wrote something on the outside of the Sefer Torah in walnut juice. So the Gemara said, but we can't see it right now. Amimilin Agabe Mimilin. So the Gemara learns that, you know, the Sefer Torah itself treated with mayaf, with fats and gall nuts, and so you can't see meymilin on meymilin, so that's nothing to worry about. In the top line of Chafam Malaf, Yimishim created the Itba, maybe because it has the psukim about divorce in Parshas Ki Teitzeh. You know, it says Habayina b'chatav lo l'shma, but it has to be written. Lishma, it has to be written, you know, for this. So it says in the parsha of Chatav Sefer Kritut, you know, even though it says that, you know, it doesn't seem like that would still, even those words don't seem like they should be enough. But it does say Chatav Sefer Kritut. But nevertheless, Chatav Lishma, we needed Lishma Vleka. It wasn't written for this man, for this woman. So why would that be a problem? He says Vechitei Melech Peshdama Achav Yaila Zuzal Safra Meikara. Maybe he got in to the sofer before the sofer wrote those psukim about divorce. He gave him his words. He says, "Have in mind myself and my wife." So the word shina may or may not belong here. If you look at Rashi, it's really from a Mishnah later on. If you look at Rashi, the second wide line, shina shmo shma. So the Mishnah later on says if a person changes the name in the get, but he says now come on the pasul. So, but you see that you do need to write his name, her name, Vitlo Garci Shina. Some say the word Shina doesn't belong here. And if you look at the gra, he leaves it out. But he says, Uman de Garislay, Mishuma, Vitlo Kaman, Bagagagra Garislay. So the one who leaves it in is just borrowed from the mission later on. But the main thing is, I need those terms. I don't have it. So the bottom line is, he says, nothing to worry about with this fellow with the Sefer Torah giving it to his wife. The words is Rav Yosef Mai Kamash Ron. So it seems pretty basic what the halacha to be said about, you know, her name's not mentioned, his name's not mentioned, and so was it with the Shema. So She'ein Meimilin Al Gavi Meimilin. His chiddush was that even if Liyasur he had written it with this walnut juice, but it's not visible, but the walnut juice on the parchment, which has been treated with walnut juice, is not visible, so then that's nothing to worry about with that. Okay, everybody good? In other words, let's say somebody would write something on the outside of the Sefer Torah. Then visible. Then not that you're allowed to do that. Then there would be something to talk about. Well, I don't know whose Sefer Torah it is, but the item does have to be his item. So I don't know what to say about that. Okay, let's take a look further in the Gemara. So he says, let's say the get was written shalom lishma. So everything is written properly, but it wasn't written with intent for this man and this woman. The heavier love kumus lishma, and then either the man or the sofer takes the kumus, takes the quill, and goes over all the letters again and has it in mind lishma. Says bottom machloket Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. This would be the issue machloket between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan that we're going to read about shortly. The time we learn in the brisa. So this is a different halacha. A person is writing, let's say, a Sefer Torah, and he had to write the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. It says, when it came to Tov Yehuda, but he thought he needs to write the name Yehuda. So he's thinking he's writing Shem Yehuda. And then he made a mistake. He forgot to put the Dalit in Yehuda. So in the end, he wrote the Shem Hashem, but he never intended to write the Shem Hashem. Right? You got it? Yeah. So he says here, Ma'avirlav Kumus Umakancho de Rebbe Yehuda. So the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. You'll take the kumos and you write over each letter again on top of it. You got it?
Okay. You want the right name.
Right. He says here, the Chachamim Omrim ain't a shame in the move card. The Chachamim disagree with this. There the article says the Chachamim Omrim Mechulak, they hold its pasul, but we have a machloket about this. So we think that just like there's a machlok between Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, whether a person could take the quill and go over the letters again and thereby rectify what he had done or not, we think the same machlok would exist by a get. That's what we think. So the Korah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the rules that you could do that, so that would work, so work by a get, according to Chachamim, not. So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Dimalohi. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, not necessarily the case. It says, Ad kanu ta'ami rabbanan hatam, ela d'ba'ina zekili ben ve'ilekta. Because it could be that the Chachamim hold over there by the Sefer Torah is not good, because at B'davka I have a chiyuv to have zekili ben ve'ilekta. In other words, it's a mitzvah, hidur mitzvah always, but by Sefer Torah, there's some mitzvahs that have to bedafka be done by hidur, and the Sefer Torah is one of them. So maybe bedafka by the Sefer Torah, they hold that if you go over again, that's the kiss of death. It's not hidur to have the name one name written on the other one. So he says it could be, Rabbi Lee was giving different svaras today, it could be it's like menumar, it's like a leopard, if it's one thing's on top of another, or it's just not kavadik, and one thing's written on another. Aval hacha, lo. But here it might be different. So it's not necessarily true that the Chachamim who say it isn't good over there, maybe over here, they would hope it's good. You know, so that's what the Gemara is holding. Okay. Any questions from the Zoom world? Any questions from anybody? Yeah.
We seem to see that they don't want to have agunot. They've mentioned it several times already. How far are they willing to go to not have an agunah? Is there sort of a rule of thumb?
Not to have an agunah, she's saying. So, I think generally the Chum try to go as far as they can not to have agunah. We try to do whatever we can to avoid a situation where a woman is agunah, whatever we can within the parameters of halacha. That's what as far as I can see.
All right, but it sounds like they push it a little bit. Is there a rule like how far?
I don't know what to say. Yeah, what's up? Okay,
I was going to say that interestingly enough, every aguna that Reb Moshe was matter to get married, the husband never showed up.
The husband never showed up to give the get, or never showed up after
the first husband never showed up.
In other words, when Ramosha was matir a woman, like from
the judgment,
he's making judgment like he's dead or whatever, or something like that. So he says that I'll tell you. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, excuse me. Yes, Adoni, excuse me. Anshulik Mir, Rebbe, sir.
Hello.
A little lower. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, well, let me tell a story about Ramosha first. You know, there's a story about Ramosha, which I read once, that this woman, she claimed that, a certain posek had permitted her to remarry. It was during World War II. And after the war, the husband, whatever, and it permitted. And then she remarries. And then she's like, I don't know, she's in Argentina. And then her husband is on the street, husband number one. And they say hello, and they got a problem. So she ends up, I don't know, before Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe kept going over to her and says, tell me what like this first post like said. Tell me what you said to him, blah, 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 blah. And he kept going over and over. And finally, the woman confessed that she had never had the conversation with the other post, and she had made it up. You know, sure. I don't know what the whole story was, but I mean, it was pits of what you said before. Right, if that would be the case. Okay, anyway, what do you got for me?
I don't know if it's yesterday's stuff or the butt stuff. The black and black, Shabbat, it's not considered regular.
Yeah, that was not Shabbos' stuff. That must have been yesterday's stuff.
But here we're saying it is considered right?
You mean Sav and Gabik Sav?
Yeah.
So,
you're not over anything. You said black on red, you would say over two. But black on black, we said it's nothing. Because right. It's not considered right.
All right. I don't know what to say. All right, let me go further. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. All right, now, we're around 20 lines down on Chaf Amun Aleph. Amar Rav Chista, Yechimu Mifslim and Lekula Gita da Alma. Rav Chista said, I could pass law, I have a Sfara, pass to all the Gita that have ever been delivered in the world. So he doesn't explain what his svara would be, but he has such a svara that it would pass all the git in the world. So Amar Rava, my time. So Rava says, what would be your reason for passing all the git in the world? So Rava himself has an idea of what you may have been thinking. So here he's referring to the Gemara. Baba Batra says they put the expense of the, in other words, the debt has to come from the husband and it has to be the husband's property, but the Chamim required the wife to pay for the get and for the sofer because they thought that like that it would be like a disincentive for the husband to give the get, so they wanted to like ease everything up. And so in all cases, the wife pays for the get. So maybe you would think like this, since the wife is paying for the whole get, so Yomishim the Chibachata v'hachai kakafalei, she, in other words, she's paying for everything. He says, V'dilma, so in other words, maybe she's paying for everything, so the get belongs to her, even though he's directing it to be written. V'dilma achmi yachmulei rabbanan. But maybe Rava is saying, even if that would be your svara, maybe the Chachamim directed that just like they directed the wife pay for everything, they also directed that as a matter of halacha, that the get belongs to the husband, and so he gives it to the wife. It's like hefker bes and hefker. The wife is paying for everything, but they may have directed the other way. So that he didn't think was a winning argument. The Ella, the only other svara I think Rava says, why you may have said that like a possible get in the world, the only shum the thief in Atan, Rachalo Yaev Lamidi. So he says, but it says Venatan, he has to give her, so Mustamani has to give her something of value. So here he's telling, like, in general, in the Chumash in general, when it says Venatan, you're giving something of value, something worth more than a pruta, let's say. But here, the get doesn't have, you know, it doesn't have so much value. It says, Maybe in general, the Natan means I'm giving somebody value, but maybe the Natan here just means he gives the get. In other words, it doesn't mean necessarily a value. Teda, the Shalchunitam, and you should see that's correct because they sent from Eretz Israel, Tavoi Surihana Kasher, that if a husband writes the get on something which is Asurbana, that's a Kasher get. So again, let's go over. So Rav Chisda says, I have a Svara to pass all the get in the world. He doesn't say what the Svara is. So Rava posits there are two possibilities that Rav Chisda may have in mind, but either one he thinks wouldn't cut it. One idea he had is that, right, and so maybe she owes it, but it could be the Chamim or transferred it to her. The other far would be that the get has to be worth something, and here it's not worth something, or it's not worth a pruta. But in this case, he doesn't think it has to be worth anything. That's what they send from, but even from Yisrael, no, it's kasher. Okay, who's a question? What? We don't have what Rav Chisda responded. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. All right, welcome. All right, let's see further. Yeah. Okay, welcome, Michael. Okay, over here? Okay. Okay, we're Mishnah. We're on Kafa Man Aleph. I don't know what Mishnah we're talking about, but okay, Kafa Man Aleph. Okay, now, so the Gemara says, Ufa. So earlier we learned Shalchumitam was sent from Eretz Israel, Tavot Yisuri Hana Kasher. So we just quoted that if the get is written on Yisuri Hana, that's Kasher. So Am Rabashi, Afanana Mitanina. So Rabashi says, you know, we really don't need that statement from Eretz Israel because we really learned that in essence in the Mishnah that you did yesterday. He says, Al Ha'ala Shalzai. It says that the husband wrote the get on an olive leaf that's Kasher. So an olive leaf is not worth very much. So we're thinking that just like the olive leaf is virtually worthless, so we think that just like if you can write a get on an olive leaf, which is, let's say, worth less than a pruta, so mistama, you could also write an Yisrael Hanah. That's what we're thinking. So he wants to say that it's self-evident from the Mishnah that would be true. So the Gemara says, no, Dimashan Yalash Hazayin, Tachazi, it's Tarufe. Maybe the two cases are not comparable. It's true. A person could write a get on an Alash Zayat, and an Alash Zayat is not worth very much, but you could collect a lot of different, you know, many leaves of a Zayat. And together with that, you could make, Rashi says, around the 20th narrow line from the top, make like a little mattress or like a place to sleep, or gather for behema food. So, in other words, so the Alish Zayat, in other words, by itself is not worth very much. But I could gather it with other things, and it would be worth more. And so it itself is Chazi Litzterufe. In other words, sometimes something itself may not be worth so much, but together with other things, it could be Mitzarek. So the fact that I see in the Mishnah that a person could write a get on Elish Lazayat, it doesn't necessarily mean that I could write on Isra Yanah. So they sent it from Eretz Yisrael that you could write even on Isra Yanah. So let's see back in the Gemara. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Tavol Isra Yanah Kasher. So in the Braisa, Rebbe teaches if a person wrote a get on Isra Yanah, that's a kasher get. Nafak Levi, Drasham Shmei, the Rebbe, below Kilsua. So the Levi went out and he darshaned that halacha out in the name of Rebbe. And the people didn't praise it, like they weren't so ecstatic about it. In other words, it's like a sheet of siachid. So they weren't so thrilled about it. But then Levi went out and mishmeid the rabbim. He said in the name of the rabbim, he says because when they were happy with it. So Alma Hilchatakbate. So since we see Levi went to such extent to go back and to declare this halacha in the name of the rabbim, that means the halacha is that way. Let's see Rashi on this. The low kilsua in the Rashi, the higher than where we are. Mishum da amar la mishma di chidah. They didn't praise it because he said like Peshitas Yachid. Drasha zimnach riti mishmei derabim kechid lekablu aminei. Then he darshan the second time. He said the name of the rabbim, and so they accepted. Alma mi the tara kuli hai de lekablua. Alma hilka tekvante. So we see the halacha is that way. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Very good. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. You don't need to say a lot. All right. Also, we don't know if the olive leaves then were the same as the olive leaves now. Maybe their olive leaves were a little bigger. I don't know. All right. Okay. All right. Let me go back to about the ink on the ink that you had asked before when writing one on top of the ink. So as cited above, this is before you came in, Mike, but we had about if a person wrote the get Shlo Lishma, and then when there was machloket, could he write over the get on the same letters and have mind Shma? So it could be it's totally machloket tonight, or it might be that everybody holds it is good. That's what the Gemara ended up saying, that even the feet of the Chachamim, though it's not good by a sefer Torah, could hold it's good by a get. So as cited above, Rav Chista, Rav Acha disagrees to whether a get, which was written Shlo Lishma, can be validated by rewriting Lishma over existing writing. Magen Avraham applies this to Hilchot Tefillin. Shulchan Aruch rules that the ritzuot, the tefillin straps, must be dyed black by a Jewish person because it's essential to perform the dyeing Lishma for the sake of Kedushas Tefillin. If tefillin straps were dyed black by a non-Jew or by a Jew who failed to do so with the required Lishma intent, they're not valid. So I need to have the ritzuot dyed with Lishma. If one's tefillin straps were mistakenly dyed without the required intent, it is questionable whether they can be validated through re-dyeing the Lishma on top of the original dye, or perhaps it can only be validated if the original non-valid dye is removed. So that's it. So can I take the existing tefillin straps, re-dye them or not? That's the sugya that we have here. The Magen Avraham argues that the first coat of dyeing did not be removed. Even though writing or dyeing with a black ink on top of black ink is not a significant act, the Magen Avraham argues that the missing Lishma intent could be infused into the first coat of dye, just as Rav Acha says with regard to a get. The Prima Gadim, though, not disputing the Magen Avraham's comparison of tefillin straps to get, disagrees with his ruling because it is unclear whether Allah follows Rav Acha or Rav Chista. One second, let me sit before. One minute. Yeah, so here we had Rav Chista. Rav Chista said it was Talui with his mouth locus. He's referring to Rav Acha. So Rav Acha is looking at the previous Gemara. Yeah. Right. That was in yesterday's daf with Rav Acha by Yaakov. All right, we'll see a minute. Let's see. He says, the Prima God and not disputing the Magen Avraham's comparison of Tefillin straps to get. This week's rule is unclear whether Allah follows Rav Acha or Rav Chista. Indeed, the Shulchan Aruch rules stringently in accordance with Rav Chista's view that if a get was mistakenly written Shlo Lishma, it cannot be validated even if the sofer rewrites it Lishma. Therefore, the Prima Gadim, as well as many other authorities, maintain that in consideration of Rav Chista's opinion, tefillin that were dyed Shlo Lishma cannot be validated unless the original dye is scraped off prior to dyeing it. The Prima Gadim, however, offers an alternate solution, suggesting that straps could be dyed black on the reverse side with the proper Lishma intent. Alternatively, the Mishnah Berurah says one could paint the straps another color but afterwards dyed them black with the proper intent. He bases this on the Gemara said it above, which says that writing or dyeing black on top of red or white dye is certainly a significant act of dyeing. So that's what you were asking. So it seems like it's machlok between a chista and Rav Acha. You said yesterday. Yeah, I don't know about when we thought from Yochanan, but there was Rav Acha in the previous Gemara. Black ink on top is a violation of Malach, right? Then he says, one second. Where's Rav Acha? Do we have an order after Rav Acha? All right, anyway, but it seems like there's different opinions. It must be Rav Acha, must be around here somewhere. Wait, which line? Which line? On Chaf Amud Aleph? Yeah, Dilma Lohi. Right. So Rav Acha wants to say that everybody would agree with that. Oh, so Rav Chista, and so between Rav, so right here it's talking about Rav Chista and Rav Acha. So it could be that Rav Acha is saying that maybe everybody would agree by a get that it would work. That's what it is. Yeah. All right. Anyway, that's all I have with this. Okay, let me go on. Now, okay. So now we're up to a ton of bottom. Okay, we're around 20 lines from the bottom. Okay. Chaf Amud Aleph, they're around 15 lines from the bottom in the small hay. Ton of banan, b'chatav lo chakak. So it says, b'chatav lo sefer shmitah. The man has to write a bill of divorce to his wife, he has to write it. It means like some, you know, pigment or dyes on a piece of paper is writing, but lo chakak, not incising the letters into whatever would be. In other words, you're cutting it, and you can't incise it. Yeah, with a chisel or whatever. So he says here, the name of the chakika of ktibi. So from that statement, it sounds like we would not consider chakika to be the same as ktiba. Because when the Torah says the chakav, it means ink on parchment or paper. And it says, and chakika means something totally different. So Raminu, when this we pose a contradiction to with the following brisa. Evet she'etzav chakav shal gabi tavla u'pinkas yetzal acheiro. He says, if a slave was freed, and it means an Ebed Kanani, with a tablet on a tablet or a pincus like the Rasta, but it means it was incised, he indeed is free. It's al chayrut. In other words, the master has to write a get shikhur. Get shikhur is the same as a get isha. So he's writing get shikhur to his Ebed, even though he incised it on a tablet, is kosher. But not with writing that's on like a cap, like something embroidered into a garment, that would not count as ksiva or induktri. So he says, so we have a stira. So from the first statement, it sounds like hakika is not the same as writing. It's not good. Second brisa, it sounds like it is good. So Amar Ula, Amar Blazo, the kasha. There's no contradiction between two brises. Had the chak tochot, where the hakika is not good, is where you're just cutting away the space inside the letter. In other words, I can create letters in one of two ways. I could carve around like the form of the letter, and then I see the letter. You know, that's one way. Right. I can carve around the outline letter, or I can carve the letter, and then the letter is the size of the thing. Right, that's what the Gemara is saying. So he says, look, Kasha, had the chak tochod. If he's chak tochod, that's not good. That's the first brisa. Had the chak yirechod, but where he's chokeg the letters themselves, that is good. That's what the Gemara says. That's the second brisa. So the Gemara says the toko lo, you mean if he incises the spaces around the letters, that's not good. It's not ketiva. Ramino, and this we pose a contradiction from another brisa. Now this is talking about the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears. It's one of the quote unquote big day kuna. It's not like a garment beged, but he wears his plate on his forehead. It's his quote of my hem, and it's made out of metal. It's made out of gold. Ramino, lo yektavo shokea elabolate didn raise a hav. The writing was not recessed, it was bolate. It means it was, you know, had relief. In other words, the letters were above the surface of the metal. He says, like dinrei zahav, like a golden dinar, and it was like a coin, like the coin you have, like the person's image on it, you know, things like that. There's like relief on it. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. The tzitz is Kodesh LaHashem. So the Tana says that the words Kodesh LaHashem, he says, wasn't shokeya, it wasn't recessed, it wasn't like a hole. It was right. It's like the tefillin sharosh where it's sticking out. from the surface. Says Loya Shotel Bolate, he didn't raise a hav, it was bolate, like didn't raise a hav, like a golden dinar, you have a coin, and you know, whatever the like the face and the writing is bolate from the surface of the coin. So he says, but didn't raise a hav, tohorhein. But that the didn't raise a hav is really that the form has been carved around it. In other words, you have a die that creates a didn't raise a hav. And the die is pressed down against this gold ingot, and the Gemara takes it that the area that's around the letters is pressed down around the face. Right, right. So that's the stira. So here we said that this doesn't count as ksiva. The tzitz has to be written. This is you have to have writing. Rashi quotes the pasuk. It says it's five lines from the bottom. Not five lines to the bottom. It's one second. On the first white line in Rashi, he says, "Mechtav pituchei chotam." It's written like you see, "Mechtav pituchei chotam." So it has to be written. So back in the Gemara, so we don't understand. So it says, "Look at the shekel of aleichim reizahav." But it doesn't have tokohein. So the Gemara says six lines from the Gemara. Didn't raise a hav. Lo didn't raise a hav. Now it is like the didn't raise a hav, but it's not 100% like the didn't raise a hav. Didn't raise a hav to bolate. It's like the din shahav in the sense that the letters are, they have relief, yeah. The loaf din reshahav, yidu hakam tokot, over there, indeed, it was tokot that the area around the letters was pressed down, or around the face was pressed down. Hakha yurechot, here, where Rashi explains it, in other words, the tith was a thin piece of metal. So behind the piece of metal, the person would hammer out the letters, and the letters then would be laid on the other side. So right. So everything we've reconciled everything. Let me just do five lines. That'll be it. So okay. But Amarli Ravina Ravashi, Rushma Mechretz Charetz Okinufi Machmir. So Ravina, like pretend you didn't know the previous Gemara, and now we have another conversation. So Amarli Ravina Ravashi, Rushma Mechretz Charetz Okinufi Machmir. When you have Rushma, when like that coin, you have the die against the metal and creates the coin. Do we say mechretz charetz? Is it just pressing down the areas? I'll say letters, but you get the idea. Whatever's on the coin, is it just the areas outside the image or outside the letters are pressed down? Is that what takes place? He says okinufi machne. Or does it also gather in the middle and create the letters so it has relief as well? So amalei mechretz charetz. So he says no, it's just pressing down around it, right? So eitve. So Ravina asked him, again, the same Bryce that we quoted before, that the writing on the tits wasn't recessed, it was bolate. It was above the surface of the metal. You see the letter, like the tefillin Sharosh, where letters come out. He says, like you didn't raise a hav, like golden dinarim, like golden coins. These talkadaitach mechra charetz. So if you assume when a person has a die with the coin, it's just pressing down around it, so turn page, so then that doesn't make sense because it has to be, you know, a ksiva, and the ksiva would be taktoko. So kidin reizahav, lo kidin reizahav. So he explains, it's like the din reizahav, and 100% like the din reizahav. Kidin reizahav, the bolate, is the tzitz is like din reizahav, that the letters are bolate, they have relief off the surface, the lo kidin reizahav. The ilu hatam mi gavai. So the din reizahav, you have the die that presses against the metal and depresses everything. V'hacha mi ivrai. But here with the tzitz, in other words, the person again, it's a thin piece of metal. Like look at this piece of page. And so the artisan behind the piece of metal, he hammers out the letters so that it's bolate. And then that's why that works. Okay. Everybody good? Okay. All right. Okay, let's go on. Okay, now we're on line three on Chaf Amud Beis. Okay. By my name, Rav Rav Nachman. Rav poses the following question to Rav Nachman. Ketav la get al tas shel zahav. If a person wrote a get on a metal, like, you know, it's not a slab, but a metal sheet. Yeah, a metal sheet. But Amar lo, and he, the husband, says to the wife, in other words, the metal sheet is worth money. So he says, you know, let's make a, we'll do one shot deal here. I'll give you the get, and the value of the get which is gold, it'll be for your ksub as well. So in other words, we're doing everything in one fell swoop. I'm going to divorce you and take the get, you know, what do you melt it down, do whatever you need to do with it, and then that'll be your ksub.
So would she be allowed to sell it?
Or we're gonna clarify. Just wait 2 minutes, okay? So let's take a look. So he says, okay, the kabbalik tubata ekmal amar lei the kabbalik gita and the kabbalik tubata. So he says it works. She got the get and she got the tsuba. It was everything was in one fell swoop. It all worked out well. So let's see back in the Gemara, eifei. So then Rava asked Rav Nachman the following question from this braisa. The braisa says, if a man says to a woman, here's your get, bashar means the margins will be for your ksuba. In other words, we could say the same things before, that it was like a golden sheet or whatever it was. So what was the word to use? A golden sheet. Yeah, it could be a golden sheet, but he says that, like, in other words, the get he has to give her. Get he has to give her. So here he says, here's your get, and the shahar, all the rest residue and remainder, all the margins, that'll be pure ksuba. So he says, Nikabla Gita Bashar Nakubata. So the Brisa says, so she receives the debt and the rest can be applied to the ksuba. So now the Gemara darshans out from that Brisa, Tama the Ikashar. The only reason it works with the ksuba, because there was an excess that was left besides the get. In other words, he gives her the get. Let's say, you know, like I have this sheet, it's like filled up with writing, but let's say it wasn't filled up with writing, and let's say it was gold. So I say, here's your get, and all the margins, you know, bigger margins than this, that'll be for your ksuba. That's the second case. So that'll work. So the Gemara says, so what's it? So he says, Tamadi kashar, haleka shar lo. So the implication being, if there is no shar, there is no margin, then it doesn't work. In other words, let's say I have a sheet of gold and it's filled with writing, and I say, here's your get and here's your ksuba. So the implication is that doesn't work. In other words, the implication of this brisa is the get is the get, and everything that I can cut away from the get, that could be for the ksuba, but the get is the get. The get that's the bill of divorce. Even the question is, can he use what he's writing on to satisfy his ksuba obligations or not? So in the first statement we had, that he could. But from the Bryce, it sounds not that way. From the Bryce, it sounds like, right, whatever, that he can use, but otherwise not. So he says, so the Gemara says, no. This is what he's responding. This is, who was talking to who here? This was Rava to Rav Nachman. Right. So now Rav Nachman says, who adin afagab lekishar. Now, even if there would be no shahar, you could still use whatever it's written on to satisfy the ksuba obligations. But hakma shalom, but what the Tana is teaching me is the afagab the ikashar. Even if there's left over, the amar la in ilo lo. In other words, he has to specify that I want you to use it for the ksuba, otherwise not. My time of Yerud Demagilta, because otherwise I'm going to say it's not Yerud Demagilta. I'll just say it's part of the scroll. Now I'll just say it's part of the scroll. Otherwise, not been doing that.
Can he use it?
No. Yes, he can use it. In other words, he has to say this is for your ksuba. He's got to say it can't be some. If I say this is your debt, and I don't say anything to you, then that's it. It's water on, right? That's water under the bridge. I have to say this, you know, is for your ksuba. Even if there's no margin, you can still use. Right. Okay, that's right. All right. Everybody good? All right. Fern, did you hear from anybody else, or is here?
I did not. I sent an email to Malka and to David.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, let's see further. Okay, now, all right, so I'm going to go on the Gemara now. Tell her about
it. What is it, a liquid thing for her?
In other words, the get belongs to the wife.
Correct.
So the Gemara is saying that a husband was within his rights to say, I'm giving you, you know, the Cadillac of Gittin or whatever, or the Rolls Royce. So I want you to use.
If she needs to eat from the proceeds of a sale of that thing, she's now missing her document. She's missing the get. That's my problem.
Right. Okay, that's a different issue. You know, I told you that. I remember I told you today that the Besdin issue is like a receipt, and they say that this woman was divorced in front of us and so forth. That's a separate issue. But he's saying that in Hakinami he can take care of his financial obligations with that get. Okay, and there are other ways to like resolve, you know, with the like they do today with the get, you know, where the Besdin acknowledges it if that would be the case. Okay, now.
So the receipt becomes her document, her evidence?
Right.
That's
right,
the
right.
evidence.
Okay. Right. Okay. Now, okay. So, Tanur Rabbanan, everybody was saying, okay, Tanur Rabbanan, this is quite a statement with quite a husband-wife situation. He says, this is your get, but the paper that's written on belongs to me. He says, Eina Megureshet. So the Gemara says, she's not Megureshet. So it kind of reminds me of the Havdil, like in Iran, like the person has to be executed, but he's got to pay for the bullets to shoot him, you know. So my husband says, it sounds like a lot of emotion getting involved with this. Here's what you get, but the paper belongs to me, so she's not divorced. Because it says, you know, he's got to give it to her. It's, the get has to belong to her. But if he says, if he says, this is your get, on condition that you return the paper to me, I raise you with the Rashid. That's Matana Amanat Lahaksir, which we're familiar with in Sukkot, with the Lulav and Esrog, but Matana Amanat Lahaksir is called a Matana in halachic purposes. So a person can have Matana Lahaksir by get as well. You know, I imagine if it gets written on gold, you would really want to do that matana but not lahaksi. That might be another way around the situation. Okay, now, Baira Papa made sheet of the sheet of being table to table mine. What if he says that this is your get, but the nyar, the paper that's between the lines or between the words, is mine? In other words, what if he said, in other words, the get is yours, but the paper that's between the lines of the get or between the words of the get, that belongs to me. So take it. The Gemara leaves that not resolved, what would be the case in that situation. So the Gemara says, V'tepeklei, the Sefer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Manav L'Shtayim L'Shoshes Sefarim. The Gemara says, isn't it obvious that that would not work? Because it says, V'chatav lo Sefer Pritot. The husband has to write a bill of divorce. And if he's right, if he's saying like where the words are written are mine and where all the space between the letters are yours, and then it's like I have like a million, in other words, a million, you know, right. So he says, so the Gemara says, Lo Sricha de Ma'ura. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about a situation where the Ma'ura is like, it's intertwined. In other words, the letters of the get, it was like the kuf goes down from one line to another, lamed from one line to another. So even if he keeps the spaces, even if you would take the scissors and try to cut everything out, but the thing, the get itself would still be connected. In other words, because in other words, between the words, the way the Rashba understands it, and the way it's quoted, is that the words are also connected to letters. But in other words, so even if you would take out the scissors, the part that he's keeping for himself, that there would be one continuous document that would be hers. In other words, that's the question of the Gemara. Right. In other words, but that's the question. If he says, you know, like all the other space belongs to me, would that be good or not? So the Gemara says, when I run a problem, it's got to be one safer. It'll still be one safer. But the question is, that the left more didn't resolve. Okay, now, by Rami Barchana, Ayumu Sakimba Evet Shushalo. And the word Chazaka is used in a lot of different ways in the Gemara, but it means here, there's a presumption that an Evet Kanani belongs to the husband. That's, everybody knows that. We get Ketuv Al Yadel, and then the Evet Kanani has the text of a get written on the hand of the Evet Kanani. He says, and then the woman produces the Evet Kanani as proof that she's been divorced. In other words, and it's got the Evet Kanani, and she says, here's my get. So Mahu. So is that adequate proof that she's been divorced? In other words, we don't have the Ede Mesira, But it's like a woman comes to Beis Din with a get. So here she comes to Beis Din with the Eved Kenani with the get on his hand. So she says, do we say he must have transferred title, the Eved, to the wife? And Mamela, and this was the get. He says, O Dilma, or maybe the Eved Kenani is own. He walked into her rishus, and we don't know what's going on with this. So what would be the halach in that case? Would the presence of this woman with the Eved Kenani, with the get written on his hand, would that give rise to the presumption that she's been divorced or not? So Amar Rava, particularly the Katzav Shechol is Dayefu. So Rava says, is there a bigger problem? Like doesn't even get off the ground because writing that's on a person's hand. Like a person washes their hands, it's something that can easily be, you know, falsified. So the ksav shechol is ayeh, if we're not making kosher yet. So the Gemara says, Rava kasha manitin aliyah chalevin. So how will Rava explain our Mishnah? The Mishnah says that a person could write a get on the hand of an eved. So bishlim manitin the Rava lo kasha. So the Gemara says the Mishnah of Rava will be able to resolve the eve masira, Rav Lazar. So Rava will explain, the Mishnah is following the Tana of Rav Lazar. Rav Lazar holds the key is you have Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Mesira will testify as to what was written on the Eved's hands. That'll be the case in the Mishnah. Ella, the Rami Bar Chama, Kasha, but according to Rami Bar Chama, and Rami Bar Chama is the one who asked the question, right? By Rami Bar Chama, right. But according to Rami Bar Chama, he says, Rami Bar Chama's question is there are no Eidei Mesira. So in other words, even if I assume the Mishnah, I'll assume it's talking about you have the Eidei Mesira. And the Eidei Mesira will be able to testify as to what was written on the Eved's hand. But Rami Bar Chama is posing a question, well, there are no Eidei Mesira. So where does that leave me? So the Gemara says, the Rami Bar Chama Nami Lo Kasha. Within Rami Bar Chama, it's not, in other words, the question is, isn't it, you know, Ksiba Shechol his Dayeh? He says, Miktobek Ta'aka. Because Rami Bar Chama said, his question is, where the writing had been tattooed onto the flesh of the Eved. So you're right, it's not going to be scored. So the Gemara says, Hashda Ati Bahafi, now that you have such an ukimta that it could be where it is tattooed, Manita Nami lo tekubit kagma. So the Mishnah could also be talking about a case where it was tattooed. Now, it's not great tattooing because Allah Pia Lachana, but if it did tattoo and gave it to the woman, and then there are no Eidimisira, that's the question. So again, so we think that the case of the Mishnah is, if you tattooed a get on the Eved's hand and you gave the Eved to the wife to be divorced, the question is though, if a woman shows up with this Eved with no Eidei Mesira, is that, you know, to give rise to presumption that she's been divorced? One second. Yeah, let's focus down on Rabbi Yosef. One second. Not Rabbi Yossi, please. Going with the Tanakhama, on Yad Shel Eved. The Tanakhama says that you can write on Yad Shel Eved. Okay, now let's get back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Mani Havala. So what's the upswing of the upshot with this? So Tashma, the Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Ha-Godrod in Lehem Chazaka. Godrod, it means like wild grazing animals. Look at Rashi, Ha-Godrod in Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom. The Hemo, Hashem Gidrod, so. So it means like, let's say sheep would be godrot. So if a person comes and he has the sheep, and so Einan Chazak, the next Rashi, Adam Shepasan, Einan Choltom Lebalim Lechartimli. If a person is holding on to the lamb, he can't necessarily say to the owner, the prior owner, you sold it to me. He can remember that's when Halchu it flow. In other words, the fact that the lamb, you know, walked into my pen or walked into my property, that's not proof that you sold it to me or transferred title to me, because like you're saying, they walk around and they graze all over the place. So here the Gemara is saying the same thing with this Eved Kenani. He walks, he goes here and there and the other place. The fact that the woman produces an Eved Kenani with the writing on his hand doesn't necessarily prove that the husband gave her the Eved Kenani. So that's not, you know, not prima facie evidence that she's been divorced. Okay? All right, any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, let's keep moving. Okay, now this is our last question. We'll hopefully resolve this now. Okay, we're four lines above where it gets wide on the Chaf on the base. Everybody with me? Okay. By Rami Bar Chama, Hayu Muksakin B'Tavla Shish Shalom. That means, Muksakin here means that, like everybody, you know, the assumption was everybody, that the woman owns this tablet. He says, the get ketubah leha. And now there's a get that's written on the tablet, v'riyotzi mitachat yado. And the husband is, in other words, this is the wife's tablet. Like she, I don't know, she writes everything, whatever. This is her tablet. And now the husband writes a get on her tablet and wants to give it to the wife. So the question is, he has to own the material to give the get. He says, mahu, do we say the wife must have transferred title to him? He says, oh, Dilma, or maybe it doesn't mean that a woman doesn't know how to be back there, but it means women aren't so familiar, they don't know all the requirements. Maybe the fact that he's got this tablet wasn't necessarily, what's the Rashi? 10 lines to the bottom. Lo gamra umiknaya devar she'in beliba latik matana gemura. Lo girsha alabashalav anan b'inam b'natan. In other words, she didn't, in other words, she's not so familiar with the idea that I have to transfer title to it, then he's going to give it back to me. I don't know all these things. In other words, she knows how to, you know, acquire and transfer, but she's not necessarily familiar with it. So what do I say in a situation like that? So he says, Amar Abaye, the first one lying downstairs, Tashma. So Abaye tries to improve from the following brisa. Tashma, Ahu'eid al-Karkatan. So this is from the second Eduyot. The second Eduyot, so different Chachamim give Eidos. If you look at Rashi, he says six lines from the bottom, Ahu'eid, Rabbi Yehuda, Baba, the second Eduyot. But in the second Eduyot, it's not that way. Or I saw, whatever they said, the Rashash brings down, is from Chanina ben Antignos, or Rabbi Chanina Skanakonin. It was Rabbi Chanina Skanakonin, not Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. But anyway, so he testified, Al-Kfar Katan Shabbat Tzad Yerushalayim, there was a small little shtetl near Yerushalayim. There was one Zakeh there who would loan money to all the people in the shtetl, the Koteba Ketav Yado, and he would write out the IOU notes in his own writing, and other people would sign it. It came from a chamich, they were mashir. Now, he means like this. The way the Balai Tosfot, I had explained a little bit clearer, but I'll say both way Rashi and Tosfot. So, this is the way I was saying to Rabbi Avi Levinson today. He was explaining a little bit this way. In other words, the person who's mechayev, the one who's like obligating himself in a transaction, is star kinyan and star raya. So we're focusing on the star kinyan. Again, it's a star kinyan. It also functions in star raya, but we don't focus on the star kinyan. So if I do star kinyan, so the one who's like losing out on the transaction. So if you own property, you're like the one who's losing. If I'm selling my property to you, I'm the one who's mechayev. I have to write up the star and give it to you. It has to be my star that I'm writing to you. I'm saying sadi mechur lecha. My field is sold to you. That's the way it works. And so here, the way the Balai Tosfot would understand, this fellow would lend money to all the people there. So Rashi says it's talking about a shtar halva, like an IOU note. But Tosfos asks on that, how can it be an IOU note? That IOU note is just a shtar raya, and we want a shtar kinyan. So he says it's like that the people would also sell him things that were nice to him because he was so nice to them. And then whatever you say, but well, the other way would be that even, you know, maybe even by halva, maybe it's also the lender has to write it. But either way, the document needs to be written by the townsfolk. But the Zakein would write up the document and have people sign and give it to them, and then they'd give it back to him. So we see that sometimes, like a person, you know, writes up a document and gives it to somebody else, and then they give it back to them. So the same thing here, like this woman had the tabla, and then the husband took it, wrote it again, gave it back to her, but we see that works. That's the idea. So he says here, it has to be a safer mikna, means like a bill of transaction, but safer mikna, because I'll understand that the makna, the one who's transferring title, it has to be his document. Is it not that we say that the zakein was makna the star to the bnei ha'ir, who in turn then would sell him property, and it works. In other words, so the transaction works. So I'm a Rava. So Rava says, my kusha, meaning, is this really such a great analogy? Dilma, top line of top problem and aleph, Dilma, Zakin Shani, Diad Lakunye. Maybe the case are not all comparable. Here you have a Zakin. He's a Torah scholar. He knows all the dinim. So of course, he's arranging, you know, to them that they should be koned. He's handling everything. It's like, you know, you're having a rabbi at a wedding. You know, he's beside a kedushin. But the woman, that's the issue. Does the woman know that she has to transfer the tablet to the husband? So it's not mukhra from here that would be the case. So Elam Rava Mehaka. So Rava says, I'll prove from a different instance that indeed that she would know. Says Arev Hayotzel Afartitim Shtarod Dovim Nechasim Nechorin, means you have a Malva who lent money, and then there's an Arev, a guarantor on the loan. So this guarantor signs after all the Adam had signed the Shtar. So the Malva, Dovim Nechasim Nechorin. In other words, the Malva can collect from his property, that the guarantor's property that he has. So the way Rashi takes it, look at Rashi around the sixth arrow line. We're going to save for Mikna. In other words, the Arev has to acquire the star and then give it back to the Malva. You love the Achni Neheli Malva, La Arev, Bechatam, Bahadar Master Neheli. So the only way it works is if the Malva gives the star to the Arev, he acquires it, then he Bechayev himself and gives it back to the Malva. So you see that sometimes one person, it's not a Zakain, but a Malva, a Ringla Malva, we think knows that he has to give the document and then the document will be acquired by the one who's been chayev and give it back. Same thing here. So Amar Rav Ashi, my Kusha, is that definitely comparable? Dilma Gavra Shani, maybe people who are involved with business, they're more familiar with all the dinim. This woman, we don't know if she's so familiar with these dinim. So Elam Rav Ashi Nihaka. Rav Ashi says, I'll bring a proof from here that the woman knows that she has to be mocked in the tablet. He says, this is a Mishnah Masechet Iduyot. Isha Kotevet Gita, a woman can write her own get, which is really like, he says, the Ha'ish Kotevet Shovaro, a man can write his own receipt for the Ksuba. In other words, normally the man writes the get, and normally the woman would write the receipt for the Ksuba, but they could reverse it. She'ein Kiyam Aged Al Lechotamav, that the thing that establishes the get are the people who are signing the get, but it means that when we say that Isha's Kotev Gita, look at Rashi, and then she'll give it to the husband, and it was understood, she'll write the get, but she'll give the get to the husband, the husband will acquire and give it back to her. So here you've seen that indeed a woman does know that, or at least the Mishnah assumes that a woman does know that she has to transfer it to the man. So Mela, we can assume that with the tabla as well, that the woman knows she has to transfer it to the man, and the Mela, then he's got to give it back to her. Okay, yeah, let me just do a story. Then say good what?
She's paying for it. I mean, they have to give the money and make it in. Say the same thing here.
Yeah. If they would have done that, that was just the word didn't say. The word said maybe they had done it. The more you know, more something maybe they had done it. All right, I don't know. Yeah. Let's take a look back in the Gemara. All right, a certain sofer in training, learning Yoredeya, came across a Taz that revolutionized his thinking. All right, let me leave this. Okay, I think I'm gonna call it a day. Okay. Anyway, and then finish the recording. 1 second.
Yes, sir.